Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Everyone. Right, before we start, I just want to say, look, it's early morning, and I just want to share this with you before my spirit guide Tarawak wakes up. For those who don't know, he's my Greenlandic Inuit spirit guide, been with me for over 20 years, you know. Anyway, don't say nothing, but he is driving me up the bloody wall. I mean, I get it, you know, it's sort of, yeah, all right, it's his job to offer me sage advice, but God, he's getting on my nerves. Every morning, he's on me case.
Tarawak say, morning bring purpose. Clinton must adopt contented state of mind. Clinton must remain alert like wild Icelandic husky.
Then he's like,
Tarawak say, when sun descend after midday, Clinton turn off loose women, take hand out of tracksuit trouser, stop scratching his nut and actually do something.
Bloody cheek, that's your bloody business.
Tarawak say, Clinton fat bastard, get off sofa, make Tarawak sandwich.
I'm like, all right, we get the bloody point. It's all very well having a spirit guide in your brain the whole time, but God almighty, I mean, there is a reason I live on my own.
Tarawak say Clinton eaten up all Walker's sensations.
I pay for the bloody Walker's sensations.
Clinton put Walker's sensations on shopping list with tea bags for when he go Asda tomorrow after sunrise.
I mean, the other thing, there's nothing this geezer, you know, doesn't reckon he's an expert on. You want to hear him on any bloody subject, considering he's over 400 years old. Oh, he's like,
Clinton may want to look at damp in spare room. Tarawak suggests it might be a question of remove plaster and inject new damp-proof course. Clinton get at least two quotes.
All right. He's like,
it false economy to go with bloke from pub who done that building work for Clinton last time. All right, Tarawak just saying that all. Don't shoot messenger.
So watch this space. I might have to ask him to, you know, make it vacate my frontal lobe. You know, I'll give him a month's notice. I'm not going to be unfair. We'll just have to see. Anyway, keep it hush hush. I think he's going to get up in a minute. On with the show, 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 with the show. Oh! Shami Chakrabarti, namaste. Shingashonga Shakespeare's to you at home. It's me, Clinton Baptiste, for another episode of the all-new Paranormal Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, particularly the Patreons who pay for it, as well as you listeners on Acast. With me, we've got the ever-fragrant Linda Pollock.
Thanks very much.
How are you, my love?
I'm glad you noticed my new fragrance. I got a new one.
Oh, I can smell you, Charlie, from here.
You make me feel sexy.
Tell me, what's been going on, my love?
Well, I've had a little bit of a zhuzh up because I think it's that time of the year now. We're heading towards summer. It's probably too late, but it's time to try and spruce everything up.
Right.
And get in shape.
If you saw Linda now, I think I can confirm, and if you were watching this on some kind of CCTV, I think we can confirm that you have done yourself up. You look absolutely $100, you really do.
Oh.
And you've got the hair's been done.
Yes.
And she's got a beautiful sort of summery dress on, haven't you, my
I have,
love?
Yeah, and I've been to Jazzercise again.
She's been to Jazzercise. I can tell from the translucent dress you are wearing the translucent pants again, aren't you, my love?
Well, you know, summertime, lighter pants, lighter you, it's all good.
It's a lighter pant, it's a lighter you, and listen, I'll tell you what I've been doing for summer. I'm trying to get beach body ready.
Yeah.
Rather than beach ball body ready, which is what I am currently. How long have I got? Well, good point. Going away to France for a while, and then we're going to Portugal.
Oh.
Yeah, lovely. I say wait, it's me and Tarawak.
Oh.
We're going away. He likes the heat for someone who was brought up in the Icelandic tundra.
Suspicious, that, isn't it?
What?
Well, you'd think he would be made for that kind of caper.
Oh, he likes it. He likes it.
He doesn't take his coat off.
Oh, he don't take it off. No, he's all up there. The blistering heat of the Algarve.
He is quite old, though. Old people don't tend to take
the coat off. No, that's right. I say, why don't you let yourself go?
Can I ask? Is there BO in the celestial realm?
Oh, yeah, he stinks to high heaven.
Because they didn't have the same washing regime,
No, did they? I say to him, could you do something about it? You know, oh, no, he absolutely pen and inks. Do you know, I must get rid... I've got all these bits on here, on my soundboard that I must... You know, that sort of thing. It needs to go now, doesn't it?
I think you'd need some order.
We need some order. They've got... I mean, we've got all the... Look, this is old stuff we had on it. Do you remember this? Remember that? I mean, all this old stuff, it can go...
Your pencil.
We don't want any more of this stuff anymore, do you? I mean, that's... That's down as standard fart. It's pathetic, is it? It's
not going to win. Haunted ass, that one.
That was the haunted ass. Oh, yeah, that was with Paul McCartney backwards. The haunted ass. Tell me, if you're listening from the podcasting panel, is the haunted ass going to win anything? Probably not. So anyway, yeah, so summer's coming and I'm doing my best to get... I am on a little bit of a diet.
Right.
Because, you know, me and Ramon, we're going on tour with our show.
Yeah.
Clinton, if I've not mentioned it before, Clinton Baptiste versus Ramon all over the country. Thank you very much.
How did you get your name first before his? Because I know he's very precious about
that. Bloody thing goes on too long. I tell you why, first of all, because I've done two bloody tours.
Right.
I've done two bloody national tours of the country. He's lucky to be hanging on to my coattails.
Fair enough.
So that's what it is. But also, I mean, the issue is that we went for a costume fitting at Stratford-upon-Avon. This is true. We got a director, Brendan.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Brendan,
he's still on board, is he?
Oh,
and he's seen the act.
Despite that, he's seen that. So Brendan's on board and he introduces some people at the Royal Shakespeare Company who do costume and design and all that sort of stuff. And we went to meet them.
Right.
But they're doing the measuring up, right? And we've got a recording of this one, which I might put out on the podcast.
Go on.
He's looking over the whole time, Ramon. How big's his waist? How big's his tummy? And all that. And I'm going to tell you.
That's private business.
It's private business. He's stood there watching me. But not only is it private, I am smaller than him. And yours, Ramon, yeah. And you know what I mean? He's quite a big lad. But you know, it's not a competition.
No.
Though it is really, isn't it? Let's be fair.
I would say size doesn't matter when it comes to mediumship,
it doesn't matter, but you know, he's just a... Look, if you're both going to go on stage together, you both want to look good. You know what he wants to lay off, though?
Do you like to taste me jam donuts?
Too many jam donuts, that's his thing. He's his own worst enemy.
Would you like to scrape my bottom one day?
No, thank you very much. We're going to share a dress and we're going to do the show, but that's about it! We just want to ask you this. It's in Chat It's Fate magazine and it's called A Test of Faith.
Yeah.
A voice urged me to leave the husband I loved. Can we have the spooky music? Please, Linda.
Now, this is a tall tale from Romany Romany. That's her name. So good they named her twice.
Oh, God.
49 from Brighton. Mm. Dancing around the fire, I whispered my heartfelt plea to the God of the Flames. Here we go.
Oh, you just
spanked
me.
No, sorry, not that. That's it.
No, what she actually said was, please give me my own magic show. Show me how, I begged over and over again. Imagine that.
Okay.
I was at a music and performing arts festival called Fire Dance in California, USA.
Fire Dance.
I travelled alone to California, leaving my husband Martin at home in the UK. Precedent set.
Yeah, poor fella.
An artist and performer, my real dream was to be a professional magician with my own show.
Isn't it for all of us?
But somehow, it always seemed to be just beyond my grasp. It was almost as if I was being blocked.
Right.
After a night of wild revelry and dancing, the next day I decided to go for a hike in the forest. God, are we going to get the old trip? To clear my head, I put my trainers on and marched briskly down the leafy trail. As the sun began to set, I enjoyed a moment of complete solitude. I was miles away from the nearest human being, and you'd left your husband at home to go off cavorting.
Go on, yeah.
And the only sound was the cracking of twigs under my feet. Then, out of nowhere, I heard a voice speak. Here we go.
It's a voice. Go on.
I'm going to make him taste my jam donut.
No, sorry. I keep pressing the bloody wrong one. Go on.
Leave Martin.
Leave Martin. Leave Martin. Sell your house.
Go. It's good to have skills in this business.
Would you take that voice seriously, though? Because this is going to change your life.
It's me Donald Duck. There's not the call for Donald Duck nowadays, but I like to get it in where I can. Carry on. Go on.
Leave... I can only do syllable... Well, I can't really do it very well.
Leave Martin. Leave Martin.
Very good. It's all,
oh,
it's
a Martin with a quick...
Leave Martin. Leave Martin. I can't really do it.
Anyway, this one went...
You are a very sexy man.
Leave Martin, the voice ordered me. Sell your house, go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Psychic all my life, I realised at once that the voice wasn't from someone who was physically present there with me in the forest.
Yeah.
It was from spirit. But why was it telling me to leave Martin, my husband of 5 years? I loved him dearly. I didn't want to leave him. I turned around and walked back to the festival campsite deep in thought.
Right.
This voice, without sound but absolutely clear, had actually spoken to me twice before. Well, a recognisable right. voice, I would
say. Spoken, asked her to do things before.
In a loo in Portugal.
Really?
In boundaries, guys.
Oh, sorry.
And again in my flight in Shepherd's Bush.
Maybe. Hold on, just a minute. So she heard this voice in the toilet in the loo. Maybe it was the Paul McCartney voice. Maybe if you play the fart backwards, it says Paul McCartney's here, you know.
P.S. Leave Martin.
Where did she hear it? What, also in Shepherd's Bush?
In a ghost up my fanny.
Yeah.
Both times it had told me to leave Martin, but I'd ignored it. Why?
Yeah, why? Why on earth? Why would you ignore that?
She was busy on the toilet first time, yeah, but Shepherd's Bush, she should have been listening.
Fair enough, yeah.
I couldn't bear to think how much Martin and I would both suffer if we parted.
Well, don't then.
Exactly. Sometimes they talk a load of old nonsense, don't they?
They do, and that's true. In spirit, can you stop? Stop going and speaking to this woman in the toilet. If you've got something serious to say, tell her. Don't get to leave a bloody husband on a whim.
Let her wash her hands first, at least.
Yeah, exactly. At least.
This time, though, I knew it was answering my prayer from last night. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Well, this is a shit article, isn't it?
If I wanted to be a successful magician, I had to give up my marriage. The message from spirit was crystal clear.
Oh, well, there, you must do it. Poor old bloody Martin.
An edict.
Yeah.
What was I going to do?
Right. Well, she's not going to leave him on the basis of a fart, is she?
Well, what was I going to do? Then she goes on about how they got married, blah, blah, blah. He was a juggler, walked towards me with a flower.
God, did she leave him? Turn off that page.
What a wait. We hadn't wasted any time, and here we go.
Come.
Got married right there and then. We were happy. We set up home in Brighton. Yeah. Full of funny people, isn't it, Brighton?
Full of weirdos in Brighton, isn't it?
Performed together with a juggling act and knife throwing act.
Yeah.
I plan to start a family one day.
Yeah.
Probably quite dangerous, that. Throwing knives about with babies about.
It's irresponsible if you were thinking of starting a family, but a rogue fart in the toilet in Shepherd's Bush stopped you doing it. That's no way to base family. No. That's not family planning as I understood it.
No. There was a terrible time when I thought I was going to lose Martin as he developed a tumour the size of a grapefruit between his heart, lungs and spine.
Oh, fucking hell, that's horrible. At least it's one of your five a day.
But he'd successfully had it removed.
Oh, poor fella. Don't tell me she left him after this.
I felt enormously lucky to have him. But having been through so much together, the spirit was telling me to leave him. And I knew that having asked me three times,
the voice
wouldn't ask me again.
Just a minute. Turn off the spooky music. This woman, her husband had a tumour the size of a grapefruit.
Yeah.
She had and she, on the basis of some wind in the toilet, she left him.
Yeah.
God almighty, the poor bugger.
It was as if the universe, she says, was saying to me, you can have this, but you've got to show faith. If I stayed with Martin, I knew that I wouldn't go down the path that would lead to my dream.
Right. Can I just say, on this occasion, I don't always say this, I would ignore universe.
Yeah.
I would ignore universe and stick with poor old Martin, the poor bastard.
I think the shit's stirring.
Absolutely.
Poor Martin, what's he done?
Poor... I mean, he's had a tumour the size of a grapefruit removed and this silly cow wants to leave him.
I wrote Martin a letter telling him I was leaving him.
Oh, that's nice. That's considerate.
Oh, God, get this bit, though. And I didn't hand it to him until we were back home in Brighton. Well, that's kind, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
That's kind.
What did she say to him?
I want you to spank me.
Oh, probably not.
His face crumpled when he read it, breaking my heart.
Breaking my fucking heart as well,
oh,
poor bastard.
Poor Romany now. We're supposed to be sorry for her, are we?
Oh, God.
His face crumpled. We're going to be together forever, he said, bursting into tears.
Not anymore.
I heard a voice, I began, but I stopped realising it didn't make sense.
No.
And yet she persisted.
Can you cut to the quick and tell us what happened to this performer?
She buggered off, went to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Supposed to have a job. Job wasn't there.
Yeah.
Thought, oh, my God, I've left Martin for nothing.
Right. Okay, all right.
Hang on.
And I think if you look at the end there, look, she ended up with someone. Still good friends with Martin, the poor bastard.
Johnny, happy together. You watch out, Johnny.
God, I feel sorry for Martin. I mean, the stress of that, he's got an entire fruit cocktail growing inside him now, hasn't he?
Poor lad.
Poor lad. Now, listen, that leads me very, very nicely onto the... Can I just ask this question? Has spirit ever... anyone out there told you to do something that you thought was absolutely unthinkable? Because whilst I respect spirit, whilst I respect the universe telling me stuff, you know, if you've got a perfectly happy marriage and then you get some strange voice in your head or coming out of your bottom, do you really listen to it?
Why do you assume it's some sort of wise voice?
I mean, exactly.
A lot of my older relatives who passed on were daft sods. And they would not take their life advice when they were alive.
But I think that... I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. Why would you always take the advice of someone dead? What are they going to tell you? Be careful, look both ways when you cross the road.
Do they know?
Don't wrestle a bear. Do they know? Try to avoid fighting in a world war.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What is this great advice that they've got, these people?
If they were so wise, they'd still be alive.
Bloody right! Silly cow. Right, well, that aside, let's move on now to someone who is a very great believer, and I'm thrilled to say, honoured, we've got Lisa Bloody Tarbuck. Have a listen to this. You know what? It's so rare that we get someone on the show who's like a recognised, I'll say a household name in this country, but also a believer in the supernatural. And I wanted to just kick off by asking you, what have you experienced? Do you have skills? Do you have paranormal skills yourself? Or is it just an interest, Milo?
Well, I thought that everybody believed or had the things that happened to me, I thought just happened to everybody.
Goodness.
So what I didn't realise is that I'm a sensitive, as they say. And then because I grew to understand that because I had to, I find myself now doing actual sort of work, as it were.
Doing work, what do you mean, with other people or on yourself? What do
sometimes
you mean?
I do energy work on the land.
Right.
Or I meet with other people and we swap ideas. But the biggest deal is that you just being you sometimes is if you think about, you know, like on an Uber where you're the little blue dot.
Yeah.
And you've got that circle round you.
Yes.
Sometimes just walking down the street, you're swapping information with people and you don't realise it.
Absolutely right. I mean, I am clairvoyant, I'm clairsentient, I'm clairgustant, that I can pick up all these things through every pore of my body. How does it manifest itself with you, my love? If you're picking up information from people, you're passing someone in it. Let's call it the Uber style, if you like. How does that manifest? Is it in your brain? Is it in your heart? Is it in your soul? I mean, I know how these things feel energy-wise, but how does it work for you, my love?
Well, sometimes I see things.
Good God.
I often get colours.
Yeah.
And I have, and I get auras as well off of people, particularly if they're not well.
Oh, Christ. And what are you sensing from me? I mean, I have had a little bit of a sniffle. Are you picking up a sniffle? And I don't know.
Is your stomach a bit upset?
Well, it does have its moments. I did have a very rough Chinese last night.
Yeah.
It might be something to do with that. Are you picking up any Oriental scent that, or is it just an MSG in general you're picking up?
Yeah, well, highly likely, but I just get a nice little a solar plexus colour, which for me is sort of lemony.
Funny, you said highly likely was where I got the Chinese, actually. Now, listen, my love, tell me this. Do you have you seen a ghost? That's what
I see. The most I see cats.
Good God. Spirits of cats or actual cats?
Yes.
Yeah. What sort of cats?
So in my old house, occasionally, if I opened the front door, a black, ginger and white cat would run out.
Are you taking the piss?
No, I'm not. So it would be down. And in this house, where there used to be presumably the back door, right, sometimes if I stand in that spot, which is by my sink,
go on,
a cat does a figure of eight round my feet.
Well, hold on. You see it? You sense it?
No, I see it.
I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate.
I
believe in all this this stuff. But what when it comes in, this ghostly cat, how do you know it's not just a neighbour's cat or a stray bloody cat, is my question.
Oh, the ones here, they're different cats. So this is a Victorian house, and you imagine that over the years, there have probably been at least 100 cats that have frequented the building. Well, maybe not that many.
Yeah.
But this is, I think I stand in the position where it used to wait to be fed. So it's a nice, it's not bad. It's not awful. And I always think that that's just trying to get your attention. So to pull your mind in another,
I see. So you think the cats are a portent to something? They want to tell you something, or they're just hungry, or what do you think it is?
I think they've remained hungry, haven't they? Or maybe it's anticipation.
They could be eating food for bloody 200 years, Victorian cats, would still be bloody hungry, wouldn't they? Them bastards. I'm joking. Now, my love, that aside, can you tell us about a ghost that shit you up?
I believe that water has its own consciousness.
Right, okay. So, yeah, I've heard of that.
Where my mum and dad live, and they've been in this house for nearly 60 years.
Right. Put on the spooky music, please, Linda. Here we go. Nearly 60 years. Here we go. Go on.
So their house is built on a spring, and as a consequence, we feel very protected there. And then individually as children, there are three of us, we all live in houses that probably are on I've got a recurring damp issue.
Right,
and we can't find it, but I think there's an underground stream, and my sister is and my brother is.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting. We have an affinity with water.
Right.
So some time ago, I went to stay there. They were away and I moved in because I was having some work done on this house.
Right.
And naturally, as you would, I put a protection around the property.
I understand, yeah.
So that's something you do.
A psychic protection.
Yes.
Yeah, right, go
so
on.
So usually I use ultraviolet. And just do a nice line round and draw it up and just keep it all safe from anything.
Right, literally ultraviolet?
Yes.
What, literally you go on, disco shop or something?
No, I meditate.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
And I draw the line round.
I understood that. Yeah. I was just a devil's advocate for some of the stupid people who listen. I thought
I had a bit of a problem closing one little patch, which was quite interesting to me
because
shouldn't necessarily happen. So I was aware that something odd might be in the area. Then I started having some dreams.
Yeah.
Of on one side of the property, there was this creature walking up and down who couldn't pass through my protection. Now, it was only a dream.
Right.
But I kept having it and it was very real. So I also knew that there was a crossover into, the veils that we can go into. So I was quite interested in that.
What did the creature look like, my love? Not another Victorian bloody cat, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was more like a pan creature,
Understand. Sort of a minotaur type.
Yes, goatee legs and
goatee legs?
Goatee legs and a bullish head.
Oh, it's all Pretty Patel sort of looking. Right, okay. And you dreamt this, and what is this telling you? Your subconscious is telling you that something's trying to get in to the parents' house.
So I am at this point just aware, because it's not something you discuss, but I'm aware in my own spiritual practice that this needs looking at. Bloody so hell. They live on a golf course, obviously, and they've got a gate to it.
Right, okay.
So, and there was this particular occasion where I cross over the bridge and in a bowl there was some dog food and white powder on top of it. Oh, actual real stuff. So I don't like the look of it.
No.
And I was right not to.
Right.
And I move it and I put it up high so my guy can't get hold of it, and I carry on with our walk. And we go to this patch where there is a big bit of water and it's never been touched as long as I've been there.
Right.
Maybe cleared occasionally, but it's a very private little...
A sort of pond.
Strange pond in the woods.
Okay, right.
And on the path in front of me were hoof marks.
Oh, my
God. But not like a pony or a deer, like a goat.
Pan, sort of goat.
Yeah.
Minotaur style.
Yeah.
Bloody.
And they were walking along the path briefly, and then they disappeared.
Good God.
Now, that obviously, I was thinking, So I'm not dreaming that. This is a foot in another dimension.
Right.
And I'm being shown it, and I'm being told to be aware and possibly alert to it.
Yeah, right.
Now, what was interesting is because I couldn't work out whether this was something more sinister.
Yes.
The poison that was on the dog food.
And it was poison. That's what I'm going to ask.
And it was poison. Another dog was poisoned and died.
Oh, my God, right.
And actually, I wondered whether that it had been an alert for me to keep my eye out for something. You know, every now and then in areas or in your life, you get little blisters of bad energy.
Right, yes.
You know, for example, somebody just shouts at you out of a car or...
Yeah, I know, yes, I
know. There's just
particularly, that's particularly alarming, isn't it?
Well, it can be.
As the saying goes, you know, I took it personally because I'm a person. You know what I mean? I've had that people doing it's a masturbatory sign, isn't it, they do out the window to me sometimes when I'm driving. And you're right, it is a negative energy. Go on, so you have that occasion, you think that's a warning, a portent
for
something else.
It was a trigger for me to turn my receptors up and be aware that something's afoot.
Literally. So my question to you is, and I'm playing devil's advocate, Lisa, because there are people listening who don't believe anything. They're poo-pooers. They're very ordinary people. I don't know, they live in Kettering or something. They I don't know what they do for a living. They fill out spreadsheets or something. Those people, not muggles, not people like us, not the gifted people. They would say this, that the geezer who runs the golf course is trying to keep dogs and other pets away from the the greens.
Yeah.
Is it not just a question of that? Is it not just you stumbled upon that and what you saw in the forest was, I don't know, maybe there's a Shetland pony that, I don't know.
Well, there was a dead fox as well along the perimeter, and the lady whose dog sadly died had the poison analysed. It wasn't anything to do with the golf course. Somebody had put it there. And she had it analysed, and there's only one place in the world you can buy it. This particular
Narnia.
It was a very it was just a very weird occurrence.
But what is your, Lisa? So as I understand it, your point is, although on the face of it these things look like very ordinary everyday things, someone wants to, you know, injure animals, there is also a sort of mystical portent that warns you at the same time.
I think it warns everybody, don't you? If you're prepared to listen to it.
Well, that's absolutely correct. Ladies and gentlemen, please listen to any portents. Are you picking up anything from me that might befall me this afternoon? I mean, we're doing this on a Sunday. This afternoon I'm planning to watch maybe a little bit of football. I might go down to the butcher's and get a nice Sunday roast.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're feeling now, looking at me now?
Are you in a relationship at the minute?
Mind your own bloody business. Jesus Christ.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
One new message.
All right.
I have a portion of prawn balls, chicken fried rice, and a portion of prawn crackers. Thank you.
Hi, Clinton. I'm just wondering if you could contact a Dr. James Crawley from Rotherham or the surrounding area, recently passed. I'd just like to ask if he would be happy that I sell his Beko Excellence D400 machine, retail price £200, for £100, and that's available right now. Just DM me or get in touch with Clinton. There's also an ironing board for sale.
Hi, Clinton. This is a very spooky story from many years ago. It was probably about 15 years ago now, I'd say. I was a young lad at a Peter Andre concert.
Good morning, Clinton. I wonder if you could help. I think my arse is haunted by a poltergeist.
Well, something of an exclusive now. I've been very kind to let her. She's been bugging me to come on. Yeah, don't lean into the... Yes, don't do that. Don't have to do that. We'll come into you in a sec. She's been bugging me to come on to the live show here. You'll know her as my former assistant, Ruth Abbott. She's dressed up very nice. I will say that, Ruth. You've dressed up very nice in your disco gear. How are you doing, Ruth Abbott?
Hello, Clinton. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Can everybody see me, Clinton?
Yeah, it's slightly annoying that. Keep going,
Is it a million people?
A million people out there.
Well, I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah, listen, Ruth is at her... Ruth is at her mum's house, just down the road from me. Not far from me, are you, Ruth?
No,
although
very
we have established you can see my house virtually. But as we suggest, listen to me, man. As we've suggested, although you can see my house, there's almost an invisible force field around it. Because what did we say? We said you're not gonna come over. Just for a while, just have a little bit of time away.
No, not for a while, we've agreed.
Not for a while, that's good.
But the while is nearly up, isn't it?
Not quite, no. But when you do come over, I mean, I do have a few of your things. I can drop them. I can drop your glasses. You've left your glasses here. This bloody thing, what's that? Do you want that?
That's for you, Clinton. I left that on because you said you liked it.
What the hell's that? I don't know what that is.
That goes under the door to so the drafts don't get in. That does. That's okay, nothing. Well, nothing else. You can't do anything else with it.
All right, I can pop it in the post if you like. Ruth,
Clinton.
Yes.
Clinton, I've got something very special to tell you that I need because I'm applying for another job, and it's a very good job. And,
right.
And I need a reference, and the job is I'm going to be running Morgan Stanley.
You're going to be running
Morgan Stanley. They're called Morgan's. I don't know who Morgan and Stanley are.
Just a second. An investment is the top investment bank.
That's right. It is
applying for a job with them, are you?
Yes, I am. And my uncle told me that I should definitely go for it. He thinks that I'm more than capable of getting the job. My uncle told
Brian.
Me that. Yeah,
Uncle Brian. Brian. Yeah.
Yeah.
That geezer who got nicked for shoplifting in the newsagent and
He got nicked for shoplifting. He trod
dog shit through my study. Do you remember rightly, Uncle Brian? What does he know about international finance, please?
He knows a lot about finance. He said he knows a lot about finance, and he's teaching me about finance.
Right. Well, the only thing he knows about finance is how to pay a fine for stealing a top shelf Razzle magazine and some Werther's Originals. That doesn't make him an expert on bulls and bears and hedge funds, does it?
He didn't do that, Uncle Brian. He didn't do that. He knows about finance, and he's teaching me about finance now.
Okay. Can I just ask Ruth? Mm-hmm. And this is the big question. Yeah, I've seen that. What do you know about fucking finance?
I know a lot about finance, Clinton. I did a lot of work for you, didn't I? I did all your finances. Well,
going down and getting me a meal deal from Boots.
I got the meal deal from Boots.
I know you did.
And
get
I got
that.
It. And because do you remember when Linda Pollock she didn't get the meal deal, did she? Because
she got it separate. Yeah. She didn't realise as a
remember
meal deal.
Remember, it cost her £7.20.
Don't drag Linda into it, please. She's not applying for a job as a head of one of the world's biggest investment banks.
Because she wouldn't get it. She wouldn't get the job, Linda Pollock wouldn't.
Well, here's the big kicker, my love. I'm suggesting you're not going to get it either. Now, I'm not being rude. I'm not being nasty. And Uncle Brian, of course, he's looking out for you. He's being kind. But I don't think you know fuck all about, I don't know, government hedge funds, about exchange rates.
I do know about them. And actually, because do you remember, I used to do all your finances, didn't I? Do you remember?
That doesn't make you.
And
right,
I used
okay,
to go
whatever.
To the shops. And do you remember when I bought your hair dye, didn't I? Do you remember? And I got the price. You made me count out the change.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for saying about that. You did get me something to enhance my hair. It's not a dye. It wasn't a dye, exactly.
It was a dye from a special shop that you like to go to because you told me because I had to take a map with me to find the shop, didn't I? Do you remember? And I got the right dye. And then when I got back, you made me count out the change and put it in piles.
Yes.
So that you could see that I'd got brought back the right change, and I did bring it back because I held it in my hand and I didn't drop any, did I?
Can you shut the fuck up, please, Ruth? Right. Are we done here? Because I don't think you're qualified to do it. Thank you very much. I will provide a reference if you want.
Can I just say, Clinton, as well, that that I saw a ghost. Oh. And it was a special ghost. It was the ghost of Sir John Harvey Jones. And he told
the former head of the CBI.
Yeah, that's what he is. And he told me to go for it, for the job. He told me to. So I think that I am going to get the job.
I'm trying to be kind to you now, and I don't know how. In fact, I tell you what, I've got him here now, Sir John. Sir John Harvey John. I know him. And he's here. And he's what? No, as you were. It's what? Which job? Not the head of Morgan Stanley. It's doing the trolleys at the Aldi. I think they do. They do want someone to do the trolleys.
That's not what he said to me.
All right. He did. No, he's saying that now. He's going Aldi. Aldi.
No, no.
Aldi.
Aldi, stop that.
No, no, he didn't say that at all. In fact, maybe he means Linda Pollock.
Right, can you just come and get your things, please? There's all sorts of bloody things here. Just come and get it, right? Thank you, Ruth.
I'll come now and get them, shall I?
Thank you, Ruth. Good day. Thank you. Just be careful, all right? I'm not saying it's in high finance. Could we have this terrifying story, please, Linda?
Bite-sized shivers. My house was half haunted.
Proceed.
This is from Loretta Sharabi.
Spooky music, please.
54. As I flicked on the light, the bulb fizzled and blew. Not again, I groaned. Changing light bulbs in my house was an all too regular occurrence, especially above the fireplace in the dining room. Remember this level of detail.
It can be useful. Oh, it comes up. Yes, I know, yeah.
The property, Colchester, Essex, was quaint and very... There's some very big properties there.
Oh, I know. Lovely Essex, isn't it?
Well, some parts.
Yeah.
It backed onto a green where the remains of an abbey gate stood perfect for me and my son Ben, who was 7 when we moved there in 2009.
Yeah.
It felt homely and welcoming, or at least some of it did. The lounge and bedroom had a lovely feel, but in other parts, the hallway, for example, something was a little, well, off.
I think we can see where this is going. Part of the house was haunted.
Some bits felt nice, some bits felt nasty.
Yeah, that is a common thing. That can happen.
Well, she reckons lights were blowing, things would fall off shelves in that part of the house and it was cold. Oh, God... One day, we're in the lounge watching telly when Ben nudged me. Mommy whispered, pointing, yeah. Look over there. I shrieked.
Go on.
Pressed up against the glass door dividing the lounge and the dining room was a hooded man.
A lot of hoodies in Essex, yeah.
Around 6 feet tall, watching us.
Oh, Christ.
Paralysed with fear, we watched as he slowly turned. And get this, Clinton, he vanished.
Okie dokie, go on, yeah, I've heard of this.
Suddenly something struck me. The middle part of the house where this hooded figure stood was 700 years old.
Yeah.
The lounge where we were was much newer. And it seemed the hooded figure couldn't cross from the old to the new.
Right.
So we think, look at this shitty extension on a lovely old property. Our house, I bet it looks like a Tesco Express. Our house was half haunted. Turning detective, I went online to look up the history of the house and deduced the spirit was probably John Beach. Ah, she's an amateur historian, is she?
Okay, go on.
Googled it. Last abbot of Colchester Abbey, which had stood on the green where now only the gate remained. John had been executed by Henry VIII after refusing to sign the abbey over to the king. Yeah, right. He got shitty about that, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Despite the creepiness, I didn't feel John wanted to harm us. I sensed he'd been so devoted to the abbey, he'd stayed there to make sure it and those in it were safe. How does she come to that conclusion?
Okay, so he was a friendly ghost. He's a nice ghost.
Scary, though, wasn't it?
Scary, but didn't mean them no harm. I want that. They get a very bad press, some of these ghosts. Go on.
Well, I wish they wouldn't do spooky things pressing their noses against frosted glass.
They don't know they're doing it, my love.
It was confirmed when I had a strange feeling one day that I should check the boiler and discovered the pilot light had gone out. I called an electrician friend to take a look.
Right.
You have to call a friend because otherwise they don't turn up for bloody days.
Right, okay. And
unless they're Polish and then they turn up straight away and they're usually very reliable.
That's right, yeah. Well, luckily we've kicked them all out since Brexit. You bloody idiots!
Dickheads. Lucky you checked, he told me solemnly. If you hadn't got this fixed, you'd have been blown to pieces.
Right, and this is my point. Ghosts can be right bastards sometimes, right? They come in with the old, oh, I'm not creepy. I'm trying to protect people who live... I only don't like Henry VIII.
Yeah.
But this one is what I call a two-faced ghost. I've met a few of them. I met one, he had no head, which was ironic for a two-faced one. But they can be very two-faced. To your face, they're all, oh, I'm, you know, it's all nice. And I tell you, he's not awake at the moment, but you know Tarawak?
Yeah.
He can be very bitchy. Very
too.
Oh no, no! Keep your voice down. He's asleep in my frontal lobe at the moment, but he you know quite often he's all you know oh you know Clinton me say I don't do the accent
voice, no.
But he go me say Clinton want cup of tea, me make Clinton cup of tea. He can't, but he offers.
But the intent is there. It's like the person who always says they'll pay and they've forgotten the purse.
That's right. Me want to tell Clinton want story of me on ice. Me tell Clinton story.
Right.
Clinton look nice. Have he bought new outfit from Marks and Spencer's for summer? Oh, nice, right, isn't it?
Okay.
Nice
complimentary
stuff.
In his way.
Yeah, what's it called? Blue Harbour. Clinton, me like Clinton Blue Harbour.
outfit yeah. for. He's nice. He's being yeah. friendly, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Clinton Dunn, nice shepherd pie, you go. I'm speaking like
he really
him.
He's very interested in what you get up to, isn't
he?
He
is, and he's nice to me, mate. But yeah. I'm not kidding. He's got a friend up there now. And I've heard him. I'm not an idiot.
Also an Inuit?
No, it's a woman. It's a woman called Carol Braithwaite.
Oh, right.
And she was around, I think she's dead. She's on the other Obs, side yeah. sort of thing. And she was, I think she was like a landlady, quite busty.
Right.
Common as dog's muck.
Smoky voice.
Yeah. Talking of Essex, common as bloody dog's muck. No offence to our friends in Essex. Do come and see the show.
Some of them are salt of the earth.
Some of them are salt of the earth and white flight, I call it. Anyway, some of them. Anyway, the thing is, he's got this friend, Carol Braithwaite, and she was a former landlady in Snaresbrook, you know, and she's a bit busty. She's a bit, you know, Lambert and Butler.
They had to be because they were chucking drunk men out. So
well, that's what they were. And
brassy,
nothing wrong. She's a bit... She's going to touch the owner. And I can hear them bitching about me. I hear them bitching about me. Oh, to me face, he's lovely, Tarawak. Me say, Clinton, have special gift. He's like, oh, yeah, all right, I'm nice. Oh, yeah, thanks. Clinton, good driver, you know. Clinton do garden very nice, you know.
Yeah. Go,
and me, where I come from, this is Tarawak speaking, yeah. me just know ice and snow, but me like Clinton, where he done herbaceous border.
Right.
And but the chrysanths have come up very well this summer.
So very complimentary.
Very complimentary, very nice. But behind me back, Jesus Christ, you want to hear him with Carol? Oh, Clinton, right bastard, he goes. Clinton, right bastard, very dirty kitchen. Clinton, not clean oven for a while. Like, no, it's my bloody hair.
Also, he stinks.
He stinks to
should
I am.
Should be stone, should he?
He's right, exactly. So I don't approve. And she's a right one, this one. She's common in dog's muck.
Oh, my God.
So all I'll say is out there, be very, very careful. If you like this fella, they can be... It's nice to your face and very, very nice to behind
you.
So
what do you reckon he knew about the pilot light?
He took out the bloody pilot light.
Oh
he's blown...
God.
That's what my point. He's blown the bloody pilot light out. She could have been blown to smithereens.
Here's a thought, yeah. right? I've seen Blythe Spirit.
Yes, I know.
That ex-wife was always trying to top it. She managed it. Yeah. Spoiler, and it's a bit old, but...
What, you're saying Cara wants to go off
I'm
with...
thinking, well, no, what I'm thinking is this fella here, he was so nice to her. He liked yeah. her. He wanted her to cross over.
That's right. Well, I'm wondering whether Tarawak and this Carol Braithwaite are a little bit sweet on each other in the first place.
Can they do that?
Oh, they can do anything up
can
there.
They?
Oh, my... Well, you heard the story about the ghost that shagged that woman the other week.
Well, that's why I Very thought he had to come downstairs to
do
that business.
No. Oh, he's been downstairs from what I understand. No, I mean, she is... Look, she's not my cup of tea. She's a bit common, really, but...
Maybe he likes it like that. It's exotic to him.
He does like it like that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got any stories... Please go to clinton@clintonbaptiste.com about two-faced ghosts who seem nice, and then turn like that. What happened at the end of this story? Did this monk fella, you know, did he leave the property?
So a mate checked it. You would have been blown to pieces. I ended up living in that house for over 10 years, only moving recently when the landlord wanted to move back in. I was sad to leave, but glad John still has some human company. That landlord should be very careful.
Very careful.
Don't get too cosy with John.
Don't get too cosy with John, because John, you know, he'll tell you one thing and he'll be stabbing you in the back with the other. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Linda Bloody Pollock for being here this week. She is wonderful. What are you going to go and do now, Linda?
Well, I've got another jazzercise class this afternoon.
Jazzercise!
Yeah, and I might do a little bit of step aerobics.
It's absolutely falling off you at the moment.
Oh, you just
spanked
me.
No, not that.
Naughty boy.
Wrong one, sorry.
You make me feel sexy.
Oh, yeah, but you don't. Anyway, Linda, not taken. Until next time.
Yay.
Good luck with the jazzercise.
A 5, 6, 7, 8.
Don't know what that means, but until next time, lots of love. And please don't forget to buy a ticket for Clinton Baptiste versus Ramon. It's our UK-wide tour. It starts in September. Tickets at clintonbaptiste.com/live. See you next week. Namaste.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading nail.